Okay. The story, beware. I guess of some, at least the PO timeline, storyline. I mean, I wanted to tell the story of PO also when he's a kid. It's already there, Patch. Now, I could throw in the dream scenes. Well, these three nightmares. And there's a darkness region there. It's winter time. He's a kid. He's sensitive. And these dark dream images, scenes, they come to him. Three of them. We can just go a little Buñuel-ish there and throw them in. But the question here, well, I don't think we need to bring them to some explanation or something, because, yeah, Buñuel-ish, I'm looking at Miyazaki. Yeah, there are similar scenes that just appear to be dream scenes. And in this way, we can, if we haven't already established it, yes, we can establish that Búvarlóka level, the realm of the mind, where the dreams are going on, but where also there is a realm. That of the pretas and pitas, and if we take the Indian Vedic cosmology words here. Yeah. Now the question is, end of war happens now. Or in the near future, we hope. That's actually good. We start now. Which is, means that we have the peel now. But of course, we start the story either in the mighty America or somewhere in the mighty East, Beijing maybe. My idea all along to go eastward there. Anyway, Yeah. So then we could have just pick characters from here and now. Easy piece. And we, of course, then invent our lady protagonist here. Yeah, that should be possible, or she's a computer network technician. I mean, she is having a very responsible position, taking care of the IT network in that huge corporation building. Doesn't have to be the biggest in the world, but it's there in the middle of the big ones. So maybe a little bigger than the others. There's a bigger one over there. You see them over there in the darkness. The giants. So in relation to them, she will be like David against Goliath. That's good. Just one of those upstart balloon corporations with some nerd on top of it, who in this case was a pretty smart nerd. He didn't just, you know, he gave the investors and all of those power people enough freedom to feel that they're on top of the world, but he maintained very nice background control over the whole corporation, which then was passed over to her. So in any case, that means that she's a little tomboyish, I guess. Not the lesbian type, no. She's heterosexual. But she's kind of technical-minded, and well, maybe she got into this. She's intelligent, and maybe she got into computers not because she's a technical engineer type, but because maybe because she's a more creative, artistic person who uses technology for her creative work or something like that, and then just to make money, she got that education and network. As a network technician and all of that, database administrator, we can just take my education and put on her. That world I know enough to describe it. Yeah. Good. And so that yeah, that means that it would make it easier for me to create that character, because I can put a bit of myself in there, the professional part, so to speak. And we don't, and then whatever I know about women, I could put in there, in the other, the more female part. But we may not need to get too deep into that female part, more that she uses it for her purposes, her good work, as she calls it, and you know, she gets involved with those wares, and she's reading that book, and she's, that happens kind of at the same time. Maybe she gets it from that guy. Yeah, good, sure, fine. He's a member of wares. That's why he quit this whole thing. She gets the book, and then she starts reading it, and then she meets with those people. I don't know, I mean, maybe she meets with P or P's sons or whatever. Rick, well, is he still around? Maybe we need to keep him alive a bit more. Yeah. After all, he isn't Sadaputa, he's just based on Sadaputa. So, let's say that we bring in Pio then. Or let's say this, that Pio is that. I mean, this should hardly ever be whispered in this forum. Maybe there's a certain alter ego thing there between Pio and that janitor guy who wrote that book and so on. And I'm just thinking how to introduce the little Pio scenes. Just why would there be a flashback? If there's a flashback, then Pio must be in the story here and now also. Maybe he's just a guy that she meets, and then he tells his story to her or to someone else, just somewhere here in the film. There's this guy sitting there telling his story, and maybe he is. Yeah, we can have him here in this film, almost a little bit anonymous, just a guy in a cafe or at a bench sitting in the park or so, something like that. Or we can work him out one more. But if he's just like that, then he will tell little stories from his life. And maybe she goes there when things fall to pieces, or she's bewildered, or she needs some kind of guidance. Yeah, so he's a mystical man. But who he really is, she has no idea. Yep. So then he tells a story about that boy called Pio. And she asks, is this you when you were young? Well, alter ego perhaps, he says. Mystically, of course. And he's from Sweden. Sitting there. Yeah, I'd like to have it in a bamboo, black bamboo park or Beijing. And yeah. That's good for now.